everywhere. Every news story, every relationship drama. Who is the messiest?
Bella.
Oh, really? You want to start with a lie? Really?
So come and learn some new stuff with us.
Teach me a lesson. Listen on the BBC Sounds app.
Comedy Scandinavian Style now, as Adam Richards stars in our series about the life of an expat Brit learning to love his new life in Sweden.
After years of living in Sweden, I've got used to a particular sound.
Hey, babe. Weird party. This is a really intense, angry conversation about mild cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah, Mellanöst. What?
Mellanost is mild cheese. Mellanöst is the Middle East.
Mocking laughter. I am the funny foreigner, a 21st century Anglo-Swedish Manuel.
Okay.
But finally, I might have reached a point where the Swedes are laughing with me.
People often say, why did you come to Sweden? The friendly, talkative people? Strange obsession with meatballs? And I say no. Vikings. You're all descended from Vikings, right? And they would go to England by boat, they'd drink, they'd party, pillage, kill a few monks, and they get back in their boats and drag back England's most beautiful women. But now you have modern Vikings who are all female. Vikings! And they go to England with Ryanair, where they drink, party, go wild, kill a few monks, and drag back England's most desirable, handsome, virile, sexy men. Why are you all laughing?
Stand-up is huge in Sweden, and after years of trying to crack the comedy circuit, I'm finally getting booked.
Och det var Jeff Scott! Ge honom a crazy round of applause!
By the way, that really is a Swedish crazy round of applause.
'Cause the cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight.
The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins.
Right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight.
Yeah,
you're right.
You've got the
trouble. Jeff? Jeff? Jeff! What kind of pasta shall we get?
Oh, sorry, spaghetti.
Jon won't eat that. He says it looks like bumworms.
Bumworms!
Penne?
That looks like Funny Willy.
Funny Willy!
So what does he like?
Sorry, are you still part of this family?
Oh, what's that mean?
Nothing.
Linda? Farfalle?
Birdie Billy Panty!
That's not helping. Want to talk about that?
It's just, you're always out doing gigs. It's like I have to be responsible for everything.
Sorry. I got Conchigli. John said they're like dead snails, but he's down with that.
Kill the snails!
Sorry, baby. I'm just super tired. I know it's going really well. Soon you'll be on TV.
Oh, I'd love that. I could be the Anglo-Swedish Antonio Banderas. Handsome looks, funny accent.
Or handsome accent, funny looks.
Hey, oh, stop that. Oh, stop tickling me.
Linda had a point. I haven't been around for many bedtimes recently.
Pissan lull, koka kittelen full. Det kommer tre vandringsmän på vägen. Pissan lull, koka kittelen full. Godnatt, min älskling.
You asleep?
Yes. It'll be my parents. My dad wants your help.
Oh, no. Last time it was skinning a deer. I still get flashbacks. It was like Bambi meets Silence of the Lambs.
Jeff.
Hey, Gunilla. Sten.
Englishman, take these.
Oh, what's this?
Posters for Yxsjö Stadsfest.
What, so what, what?
Linda, you haven't told him?
He's never here to tell.
We are arranging Yxsjö's first ever music festival. Oh, it will be very cool. And you say happening?
Not really.
My folk dance group will perform.
Cool.
Yes, and Sten's traditional Swedish choir.
Happening.
Okay, okay. But we have also booked the world-famous NWA.
Seriously? They're coming from America.
No, from Oslo.
We are talking about the NWA.
Yeah, the Norwegian Woodwind Assembly.
Mama.
Oh, förlåt.
Förlåt. Jag går.
Englishman, we did not really come to give you posters.
It's not another dare, is it?
Really, we want your help to persuade Linda to perform with the choir.
We need a soloist.
Can she sing?
Are you deaf?
When she was a child, we thought she would become a professional singer.
Or a vet. She was very good with cows.
Mm.
You know, Jeff, we Swedes are very musical people.
It's how we kept ourselves going through the long dark winters. Coffee, vodka and song. And Linda has that inside her, like a beautiful bird in a cage.
Or a cow in a field.
Not so much.
Okay, I'll try and persuade her.
Good man. And put some bloody posters up.
Hey, who are the surprise headliners?
Well, since your family, it's AC/DC.
Whoa, the AC/DC?
Hang on, no. DCAC, the Danish Clarinet and Accordion Club.
Isn't that great?
The next day, I did as I was told and started dropping subtle choir hints.
You know, you have a lovely voice.
What do you want for breakfast?
I don't know, maybe some choir flakes or perhaps a choir salt.
Did my dad put you up to this?
What?
I am not joining his choir. Performing for an audience is my worst nightmare. I don't know how you do it. As a kid, I used to literally puke backstage.
No, what were you scared of?
That everyone would laugh at me.
I get nervous backstage before gigs for the precise opposite.
How do you do it?
Normally about 6 pints. So ironically, I sometimes puke backstage too.
Okay, thanks. But tell my dad it's a no.
Okay.
Hey, how about risotto tonight?
Sorry, babe. I got a gig. I did tell you.
Oh, fine. Looks like it's just you and me for dinner, John. Again.
Mama! If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, I am still free. Take a chance on me.
Kan få en jättestor varm applåd för Jeff Scott.
Tack så mycket. Thanks. So I've been learning Swedish a few years now, and my absolute favorite word is your word for exit. Utfart. Closely followed by your word for entrance. Infart. Now, I totally get an utfart. But an infart? What is that?
I've got some fans in tonight. Fellow expat Ian.
Nice one, Jeff.
Sten.
I understood everything you said.
Awesome.
And I didn't like any of it.
And Linda's brother, Anders.
It was okay, but this gig is nothing compared to the Yxsjö Stadsfest.
Anders has been appointed the Stadsfest's technical director, and it's slightly gone to his head.
You know, the lighting rig we are using is exactly the same as Glastonbury's?
Really?
Just with 90% less lights, which is actually much more environmentally friendly.
I can't wait. It's going to be like Sweet Beaver, hanging out in the town square, music. Beer?
No beer.
Swedish law forbids alcohol being consumed at such an event.
It could lead to drunkenness.
Right. Am I around? Give us a hand, Ian.
Oh. Comedy's going really well. Won't be long before you're on telly.
Yeah, Linda keeps saying that. In between making me feel guilty for being out so much.
Marlin was like that about my Star Wars live role-playing.
Sometimes you have to put your career first. I mean, not first, but you know what I mean?
Totally. You do not say no to Yoda.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Sophia, the MC.
Oh, yes, of course. I loved your stuff.
Oh, I loved yours. You see us Swedes in a way that we can't see ourselves. The naked truth. Listen, I run a comedy club in Gothenburg. Would you like to come and perform sometime?
Yeah, Totally, when?
Could you do August 16th? We have a lot of TV people coming down.
Wow. Count me in.
Can't wait to see you.
Likewise.
Jar Jar Binks. You know that Sofia Larsson?
Is she famous?
She only presents the biggest comedy panel show on Swedish TV. She's basically the flat-pack Dara O'Brien.
Linda won't be thrilled. Another weekend away.
Mate, sometimes you have to put yourself first. One time, Marlin asked me to miss the annual Star Wars convention in Stockholm, and I said, Marlin, I can't. And she said, you'd better. And I said, what are you going to do? Divorce me?
Was that when she divorced you?
Yeah. She actually wanted me to look after the kids while she met her lawyer. What a way to find out.
I woke the next morning
to John doing an oot fart on my head.
Wake up, poopy poop face!
Mr. Poopy poop face to you.
And the most beautiful sound. A bird released from its cage.
Såg jag lite smöret smakte.
Don't stop. That was incredible.
We told you.
She has changed her mind.
Whoa, you're going to do the concert?
Last night, I was feeling sorry for myself. And I thought, I can't keep moping, whining about you having all the fun. So I'm going to go for it.
You're not nervous?
I'm absolutely bricking it. But what the hell?
Yes. I can't wait to see you up on that stage. When is it?
How can you not know? You did put up the posters, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
August 16th.
Great. August 16th?
Oh, no.
Could you do August 16th?
Count me in.
Bumworms.
Hey!
Hey!
Sounding great.
Thanks. I'm trying to just focus on the music. I was reading online and there are performers who can just totally forget that they're on stage.
Bez from Happy Mondays. He had no idea where he was.
Right. Oh, I'm really going to need you backstage. You might have to literally push me out there.
Babe, there's no easy way to say this. I've got a gig on August 16th in Gothenburg.
Oh.
I'd cancel it, but it's a really big one that could lead to some TV.
Okay.
I feel awful.
It's fine.
Is it?
No. But I guess you have to do what's most important to you.
Ouch. I felt like the man who had strangled the bird.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing.
Over the next few weeks, the Anderson family prepared for Staatsfest. Sten booked acts.
We have ELO.
The ELO?
Yeah, the Estonian Lute Orchestra.
Gunilla choreographed her elderly folk dance troupe.
Et, två, tre, et, två, tre, bra! Are you impressed, Jeff? It is even cooler than, you say, break dancing.
Well, that bloke's doing something very impressive with his leg.
Oh, nay, Gustav! Oh, he has dislocated his knee again.
Anders planned his audio-visual extravaganza.
Our sound rig is exactly the same as Metallica's, just with 90% less speakers, which actually means a lot less noise pollution.
And Linda practiced and practiced. But all I could think about was Gothenburg, Sofia, and my chance to make it on Swedish TV. When August 16th finally rolled around, I set off on the long drive to Gothenburg. Heading out of town, I stopped by the main square. The Staatsfest stage was being erected by volunteers, overseen by Anders.
Herregud! Are you... Nej!
Hello, mate.
Ian!
I'm strategically hiding booze. That mixing desk is awash with cider.
Is that safe?
Yeah, of course.
Jeff.
Hi, guys.
Oops. Bye.
We are so disappointed. You couldn't have cancelled your gig.
Man, I wish I could, but it's something that could be great for my career. It's with Sophia Larsen from TV, and she's...
Well, I have things to do. Goodbye.
You know, Jeff, there's no I in marriage.
There is in English, otherwise it would be Marage.
There is only we. Marriage is a partnership. Like Benny and Bjorn, Simon and Garfunkel. To make beautiful music, both people need to be happy. Otherwise, well, what did Simon ever do without Garfunkel?
Graceland.
Oh, okay, but Benny and Bjorn really stuck together. Have you heard Chess? Mm. Ask yourself, as you drive to Gothenburg, what is most important, I or do you need a we?
Sorry, you said do you need a we?
Drive safely.
Stay on this road for the next 100 kilometers.
I drove southwest, Sten's words ringing in my ears.
Do you need a wee? Wee, 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 wee.
I stopped once at a motorway services to use the loo and give Linda a call.
Det här är Linda. Lämnat meddelandet, tack.
Hi, babe. Just thought I'd see how you're doing. Love you. Good luck. And don't throw up. Bye. Oh, I suck.
Pardon?
Sorry, I was just thinking about an old man who told me I needed a wee.
I'm leaving. This is weird.
I hit the outskirts of Gothenburg by late afternoon.
You have reached your destination.
Sophia's comedy club was in a bar in the city centre. A bar that now appeared to be...
Oh my flipping God.
On fire? Sophia! Yeah. What's going on?
One of the fridges exploded. It's taken out the whole stage area.
Bloody hell. Was anybody hurt?
Thank God, no. But I'm so sorry. I know that you've driven miles.
Oh, no. Hey, I understand.
Listen, I really need to get away from here. Can I buy a drink or something to make up?
I looked at my watch. If I left now, I might just make it home in time for Staatsfest.
Oh, well, actually, I should be getting back.
And I wanted to talk to you, because I have this new TV series coming up that you would be perfect for. We need a funny foreigner.
I thought about Benny and Bjorn, and then I thought about Simon and Garfunkel. And I said, yeah, a drink would be great.
I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Varsågod.
Oh, thank you.
So, you must tell me, what brought you to Sweden? Was it a woman? Maybe a female Viking?
Well...
Tell her you're married, Englishman, to my daughter.
Sten? What are you doing here?
I'm not actually here, you idiot. I'm your subconscious.
Couldn't you have a different voice?
Like mine?
Or mine?
Oh, I'll stick with Sten.
So the new TV show I'm doing is making fun of the news. And we were thinking we could have an English correspondent.
Sounds like an excellent idea.
You're flirting with her.
Only professionally.
Pardon?
Nothing.
You could speak English, though maybe you're good at Swedish now too.
Oh, I don't know. I once confused mild cheese in the Middle East.
That is so cute.
She has her hand on your knee.
I often say things and people don't understand me.
Ah, you need to find the rhythm. We're a musical people. You have to feel our music. Try this.
Her hand has moved to your thigh.
Du har vackra ögon. Feel the melody. Let it trip off your tongue.
I'm warning you, Englishman.
Du har vackra ögon.
Good. You know what it means?
You have beautiful eyes.
Don't make me come out of your subconscious and kill you. Remember the deal.
Maybe we could carry on this chat at my place. We could work on your rhythms.
Oh, what was I doing? Was I really about to have a tongue sandwich in Linda's mother tongue?
Vad fan, that's it. No more, Mr. Nice Subconscious.
Stop!
What happened?
I'm really sorry, Sophia. I have to go.
You have another gig?
A concert.
What are you performing?
I'm not. That's why it's so important.
I raced towards home as fast as I could. With one hand, I checked the Stadsfest running order on my phone. It was still theoretically possible to make the choir's performance if I really put my foot down.
Nathan, Nathan.
Hello.
Oh, you're English. Yeah, you know you were breaking the speed limit and using your phone?
Yes, but there is a reason, and trust me, it's a good one. You see, tonight my wife is releasing her bird.
Is that a euphemism?
No, a metaphor, I think. Either that or a simile, or something like a simile.
Okay.
Anyway, she's performing the biggest gig of her life, facing up to her fears, and what did I do? I nearly committed adultery with Sophia Larsen, you know? Off the TV?
Oh, yeah. I love her topical humor.
But then I came to my senses, because I realized there are more important things than my career, or fame, or playing tonsil hockey with the Nordic Dara O'Brien. There's love, and family, the power of music. And if I don't get there for Linda's big moment, I will never forgive myself. Sorry, are you crying?
Yeah! That's such a beautiful story. I mean, we get a lot of excuses, but that is the most moving one I have ever heard.
So, is it okay if I carry on home?
No. I'm afraid not. This is Sweden. Rules are rules. I'm still going to have to fine you, but it won't take long to fill out the form. Now, where did I put my pen?
I suck.
So many words. For the broken heart, it's hard to see in a crimson love, so hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe.
I drove the rest of the way within the speed limit. As I finally pulled up in the town square, hopelessly late, I saw musicians on the main stage.
We're presentera NWA.
Hi! We come straight out of Oslo!
I found Anders and Ian behind the mixing desk.
Do you smell cider?
Guys, has the choir been on?
Yes, you missed them.
Oh, damn! Damn! I'm a fool!
Are you all right, young Skywalker?
No. Is there any way we can talk?
There's a hot dog tent.
I told Ian everything.
Then Sophia leans over and tries to kiss me.
You just spat processed pork in my eye.
And then I asked him what he thought.
Well, I'm pretty impressed. Sophia Larsen is hot.
Ian, it's not impressive. It's awful.
Oh, of course, sorry.
Look at my face. What do you see?
Ketchup, mustard, a bit of cucumber relish.
This is guilt, Ian.
Oh, yes.
See now what a dick I've been. Gallivanting off doing endless gigs, leaving Linda at home to look after everything. And then when it's finally her turn, her moment, I bloody miss it.
You didn't.
What?
Linda didn't perform.
But the choir sang.
Yes, but Linda wasn't with them.
I rushed backstage, past the head of security.
Backstage pass.
Anders?
I'm multitasking. This is exactly like a proper music festival, but with 90% less staff.
Sten and Gunilla stood by the door of a makeshift dressing room.
Where's Linda?
Oh, you're back.
She's inside there. She was too nervous to go on.
Oh, man. If I can talk around, is there a chance the choir could go out for a second performance?
No way! Next up we have DCAC.
Screw DCAC! This whole festival was my idea, so I get to decide. Englishman, you talk her round and I'll get the choir back together. ASAP.
What? Who are they, ASAP? Armenian saxophone and percussion?
I want to be alone.
Hi.
Made it back.
You didn't miss anything. I puked, just like when I was a kid.
No.
I've been puking all day. I knew this would happen. I should have stayed at home, left the performing to you.
No way.
Linda, I want you to get your bird out.
Honestly, is that all you can think about?
I mean your singing bird, your musical soul. You can get over your nerves.
How?
The way I used to. A shed load of booze.
This is an alcohol-free festival.
Ian?
Special situations call for...
special brew. Might be a bit fizzy. It's been down my trousers.
Ew.
Neck it, Linda. The English solution for Swedish nerves is a little Dutch courage.
Papa, the alcohol. Put the can down.
Quick, down in one.
It was late, but the choir took to the stage again with a full lineup. Linda nailed her solo. Watching her, I felt fuzzy inside. Though that may have been because Ian had two more cans of special brew strapped to his groin.
Sorry, it's a bit warm.
At the end, Linda got something I've never had. A proper and very un-Swedish standing ovation.
Hey!
How was it?
A triumph!
I got the words wrong. I was a bit drunk.
Sounded perfect to me.
I'm so glad you came back.
Yeah. Linda... there's something I should probably tell you.
Woohoo! Rock and roll! Give me five!
Didn't she do well?
Who? Oh, yeah. But can you believe how I nailed the sound mix, no, man? No. Tonight was exactly like the Stones in Rio. Just 90%.
More awesome.
Aww.
Oh, well, it was quite a night last night.
Yeah. You said you had something to tell me. Why are you looking at me like that?
I... need a we.
Why don't you just go then?
No, I mean an us. I've decided I'm going to cut back on the gigs a bit and spend more time at home.
That's good, because I have something to tell you too. I found out this morning that all the puking yesterday, it actually wasn't my nerves.
Linda held up.
Look.
A pregnancy test.
I'm expecting number two.
A perfect blue line through the middle of it.
Oh my God.
How do you feel?
Like singing. Kiss me?
Actually, I might need to puke.
Yeah, me too.
Race you.
Yep.
The Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Ben as Linda, Anna-Lena Berrylin as Gunilla, Thomas Oritsson as Stian, Danny Robbins as Ian, and Frederick Anderson as Anders, with Thomas Eriksson as the policeman and Melody Farshin as Sophia. John was played by Harry Nicolaou, and additional material was by Ben Kersley. It featured the singing of Eva Robbins and the East London Norsong Choir, and the producer was Frank Sterling. It was recorded on location in Sweden, and is a 7 digital production for BBC Radio 4.
Ralph Fiennes has been taking his tour de force performances of T.S. Eliot's Four